if a day or a month or a year crown thy delights with a thousand wished contentings, cannot the chance of a night or an hour cross thy delights with as many sad tormentings? Fortunes in their fairest birth are but blossoms dying, wanton pleasures, doting mirth are but shadows flying. All our joys are but toys, idle thoughts deceiving. None hath power of an hour in our lives bereaving. What if a smile or a beck or a look feed thy fond thoughts with many a sweet conceiving? May not that smile or that beck or that look tell thee as well they are but vain deceiving? Why should beauty be so proud in things of no surmounting? All her wealth is but a shroud of a rich accounting. Then in this repose no bliss, which is so vain and idle. Beauty's flowers have their hours, time doth hold the bridle. What if the world with the lore of her wealth raise thy degree the world by a check of that wealth put thee again to as low despised chancing? Whilst the sun of wealth doth shine, thou shalt have friends plenty, but come want then they repine, not one of if a grief or a strain or a fit pinch thee with pain or the feeling pangs of sickness, doth not that gripe or that strain or that fit shew thee the form of thine own true perfect likeness? Health is but a glimpse of joy, subject to all changes. Mirth is but a silly toy which mishap estranges. Tell me then, silly man, dead. Hopes are changed and thoughts are crossed. Will nor skill prevail if, though we laugh and live at ease, change of thoughts assaileth, though a while fortune smile and her comforts crowneth, yet at length fails her strength. Are the joys of a year in an hour, and of a month in a moment quite expired. And in that night, with the word of a noise, crossed by the day of an ease, our hearts desired. Fairest blossom, soonest fade, to the world as a man to the earth hath but a point, and a point is soon defaced. Flesh to the soul as a flower to the sun, that in a storm or a tempest is disgraced. Fortune may fleshly delights to the earth that is flesh may be the cause of a thousand sweet contentings, but the defaults of a fleshly desire bring to the soul many thousand sad tormentings. Be not proud, presumptuous man, sith thou art a point, sole piece of the least and lowest element, which hath least and lowest place. Mark thy fate and thy state, which is only earth and dust, and as grass, which alas, shortly, surely perish must. Let not the hopes of an earth